Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The DH, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Tom Paquette. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chuck Rainey. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Wilson steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Cowens scores. It's 2-0, Royals. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson strikes out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Broemer for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Wathan reaches second base with a double. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wathan moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Evans fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Evans. Way then scores. Cruz goes all the way around to score. Brett moves to third. It's 4-0, Royals. Alan Ripley now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Brett. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Watson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-1 Royals. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Montgomery for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Porter is hit by the pitch. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson throws the ball into White, who tags Lynn, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Brohmer moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Montgomery and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Way then strikes out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Paquette batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watson moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Watson moves to third. Hobson moves to second. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-1 in the game. Montgomery is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Broimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broimer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Broimer hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Watson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Watson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paquette moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hobson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Paquette moves to third. Watson moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 2 in the game. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brohmer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Wayven is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wayven is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wayven hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cruz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Pascal now pitching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Paquette is hit by the pitch. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Watson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hobson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Watson moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski pinch hits for Bob Montgomery. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Stan Pappy pinch runs for Carl Yastrzemski. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watson scores. Hobson scores. Pappy moves to third. It's Royals, 4, Red Sox, 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Allinson now catching. Bob Stanley now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Paquette moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Paquette moves to third. Watson moves to second. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing second base. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Frank White. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for John Way then. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.